sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Hello, audience. This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and wake up, everybody. It's February 17th, 2008. It's Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we're going to have a continuation of a lot of information that was a result of questions and emails. 2,473 from last show, and I've grouped them all in so as to answer as best I can the general subjects that were brought up. My particular email, by the way, is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And what we try to do is put the dots together from the Beltway and opinions and in law and medicine and conceptual ideas and international United Nations activities. One little peekaboo story that's come in is that it isn't being covered really by the press is that the United States government had an FBI sting and some other agencies sting by faking a water district, setting up the company and then using a credit card to buy chlorine. And the purpose of this was to assimilate the possibility of a terror attack. Of course, they're working on the idea of chlorine itself in the water. The idea is that they were able to get this promoted and to work it through. Of course, I've talked a lot about chlorine causing breast cancer in females, and of course the 72 diseases that can be caused from chlorine in the drinking water. And removing chlorine at the other end still doesn't take the residuals out of the trihalomethanes that are in the water. But the whole thing is that what this thing is about is the fact that chlorine gas itself is very poisonous. And, of course, the EPA sanctified chlorine dioxide in the water in 1989, said that the states could go ahead and use it and that would take care of it. But integrated on this is all the politics that went behind these kinds of decisions in the 1980s, which are now coming to show itself in the present year, particularly in this presidential campaign. The toxins that are in the water are pale compared to what can happen on the Aegis missile to shoot down the satellite that's flying around the Earth to give us hydrazine poisoning. So we'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll take up the political network of these decisions.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're going to take several subjects from seven major disciplines today. In order to answer all of the questions, I want to do it all that I can on this particular show, which is very, very important. I want to go back to the whole idea of how the United States government faked a water district, sanitation district, in order to show the discrepancies of how easy it was to get chlorine to be placed in the water and work it as if it's a terrorist attack. I take this whole thing a step farther. Our whole process of the United States as we run it today in terms of our water and our food and the concept of the real world thing cannot be solved by spending the rest of your life drinking out of a bottle of water container. And as far as I'm concerned, it should be made a crime. A civil suit should be brought in the Superior Court concerning the idea of medical officers making decisions to say, well, it's not substantial adverse effect to have chloramine, addition of ammonia and chlorine in the water. It might be killing bacteria, but it doesn't kill it completely, and everyone knows it. And also, there's an infrastructure pipe corrosion chemistry that is killing people. And there's a piece of missing information about how the United Nations was pushing the idea this past week on the human impact on oceans, putting out colorful maps and the computerography showing the places where, quote, man has affected the ocean in a detrimental way. That basically is a true statement, but it's based upon the years, goes back almost to the 1920s, when engineering schools, and they still teach it today, the dilution factor, and the fact that if you put something in the ocean, what will happen is it will dilute. It's been known by the professors at universities that teach graduate students that this is an outright piece of BS, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's part of the program plan of the philosophy of what's called and is written by David Horowitz in the book Genocide as part of the chemistry that I've been talking about for a year and a half. And the whole business of the human impact in the ocean is being seized upon by the United Nations as a concept of saying that we want to put this in the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is called LOST, and have this as under the jurisdiction that we want the other nations to pay for their 20% of being able to, if they wish to drill for oil in the sea or to mine the sea. There's more human benefit that can come from mining the sea than actually drilling for the oil in the sea, actually, because the science is there, and so is nature there. So there is a serious what I call the biochemistry of the gene pool as to how it changes. This is not it's the idea of the United States government saying on one side, and their federal directive, which has to be commented on by the 19th. This is the 17th, and has to be commented on the 19th, which is a day after President's Day, in Washington, to say that what we're going to do is to change all of our federal regulations for the water system of the United States to all water. Well, what they're doing there is placing in on the recycled water system and having it set up as an acceptable activity. And I've been talking about this for 2 years. I came out in the year 2003, and I'm incensed to the point of I'm not politically correct on air, and I will not change. The whole thing comes down to the fact, if you read at the RBN homepage, chloramine causes collateral health damage, this is not some kind of editorial to sell instruments, powders, vitamins, conceptual ideas of really baloney products. The whole thing comes down to the fact that we need a constitutional change in this country to try to keep our bones from becoming decalcified, the tip of the right ventricle of the heart to fail. And read the obituaries. It's not a really good thing as a pastime for a hobby, but if you read the obituaries and see how many people are dying between the ages of 40 and 50, just dropping dead, and nobody has a clue as to what's going on. And people, of course, I'm talking about the chemistry of the right ventricle of the heart has to do with the nitrogen amine base in the water. There are some people who are suing under the 11th Amendment, finally having the guts to sue coroners for taking human hearts, which are being cut out of people in this country, and sent to private university labs to test for these concepts that I'm talking about. And I think yours truly has had something to do with the idea of exposing this, what I call the expatriation of body chemistry and parts in medicine, and changing it around so that it's possible, not probable, but possible, that the gene pool really is depleted and only a select few are going to get the sensational kinds of stem cell chemistry that needs to be performed. So you take the Aegis missile, which is going to be fired this coming week. I mean, they're planning it today on the trajectory to shoot down the satellite, which is moving around the Earth, which is, they say, is a weather satellite. But it contains hydrazine, which is one of the other toxic elements. And you think that your interest in the NASCAR race today and getting Silversmith's air guitar is the major discussion, or the fact that President's Day is coming up and you can get a new mattress. The whole thing comes down to the fact that this particular chemical, it has always been known, and the fact that, well, we should have negotiated as an American government with the Chinese government for the last 4 months concerning the shooting down of this satellite. And the satellite is not a totally weather satellite. The public news doesn't get told. That satellite, WJ-14, it has three laser beams, a conceptual nuclear programming system. It has also people tracking and plus weather satellite systems. That was one of the first satellites that had this very advanced system. And the idea was, the public was told about this whole process in an inadvertent way about 10 years ago. So we've been watched, contaminated, sought out after, and nuclear mapped for the past 10 years. And this is not this is one of the 36 satellites that are moving around out there. So it's upsetting to me, and I've said something in the past 10 minutes that I was never supposed to talk about, but that's too bad. That's just too bad. If people want to play the game that they're running for presidential candidacy, and I've told you before, my listeners, that there's an absolute insult to the intelligence that to have somebody say they want change, or you know what change? The change we have been talking about is a complete change of not only the government, the concept, but it's the headset, the thinking in the head. You have people that are out here, there are special ethnic groups, and they come and they say, well, the latest question is, what's your ethnicity? Chinese people want to have their interest groups. The people in Durham, South Carolina want to have their particular interest. They want a piece of American pie. Well, the pie was overdone and overcooked years ago, and the whole process is all interwound in the process of science, conceptual ideas, and as to how you develop the whole process, that who made the decisions and how they made them, all of those folks are now getting out of the government and passing it on to their proteges that have come out of the university systems that have been taught the concept of the one global system, the one world order concept, and the one world domination of the world court. And so you have here a system whereby if you think on it that you're transporting hazardous waste on railroads and having the improved railroad system, which we'll go into later on Parker Pathway program today, which has to do with everything from the idea of placing deteriorated uranium from the water system and also the chemical effect going into Yucca Mountain, which is being speeded up. And at the same time, we have an archbishop in England who has tipped the scale of understanding the fact to say, well, in Britain, Shiara law is inevitable. Well, the whole point of bringing in Sharia law is based upon the concept of the world domination of Islamic fascist groups. I want you to just take a look at the website of one of the presidential candidates, and you'll get a real eye-opener. We'll come back at the other end of the break. It's 1-800-313-9443, and we're just getting warmed up.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's February 17, 2008, and I wanted to continue with a thought that goes on with the Archbishop from Britain, who is saying Sharia law is going to be inevitable worldwide. There's a lot to be said for that. A lot of people are denying it and forcing it in a different way. But to give an example of the honor killings that happened in Dallas, Texas, where this was recent, where the two girls come from the Islamic persuasion. And they dated non-male Islamics. And, of course, they were killed by a relative under the Shia law. Okay. Now, the reason that this is important is it's going on all around the world, the whole process by which this happens. There is, without getting on to the tangent of connecting that with other kinds of acceptable behavior that goes with religious situations that are ethnically oriented is something that after the presidential election, if the person who I think will probably be nominated on the Democratic side We'll be advocating foot baths in airports and that sort of thing to back up the Islamic money coming in. But the whole thing comes down, and that's a fact, if anything. But how is it that you can have the same agency system that accepts the concept that you cannot try these murders of these two girls in Dallas, Texas, under federal circuit jurisdiction, because the judge is saying they don't have any jurisdiction on Shia law. So you have what you got here is this is happening all over America. This isn't the first case. And then at the same time, the federal circuit system will not accept the Justice Department amicus curiae brief on the idea that the Chinese have been spying in the United States in major laboratories, and is part of the Justice Department's good detective work to find this out. And you can't bring that in based upon the idea, you can piggyback on the idea that a judge has already set aside on Shia law. So it's this is a trend that goes into the psyche of people to say, well, that's okay. We have a change. We're coming up to President's Day, and the whole thing is, and they put a shroud over the Constitution of the United States in Washington, D.C. They put that over about 2 hours ago. And so the public will not view the United States Constitution on the lines that go there to see the Constitution. It's a very big tourist attraction, and particularly on President's Day, because somebody complained of this very discussion that we're having here on Parker Pathways. The whole point is, how did it happen that the United States of America sold out to the point of having these little trippy philosophical views about how we live and die? And that's what exactly the whole point is on these plans, to be able to change ways that we are regulated by what we consume, what shots we're given, how medical records are going electronic, to be able to have this. And I've talked about this on many, many shows. I even had a complete show on the consent form for the medical hospitals. Remember that? That was a year and a half ago. And I exposed the absolute paragraphs of world paragraphs from the United Nations in those consent forms in America that covered these subjects, the fact that you don't own yourself. You do not own your decision on your diagnosis. It may sound like it, but when you read the paragraphs further and work it through, that's where you're at. So that's why a lot of people are taking it in their own hands to sue under the 11th Amendment and be able to, of the Constitution, to have a say on how the fact is that our bodies are being used in different ways, and even research is guided by philosophical views that are of a different persuasion. You take about 10 hours ago, sent from your central time, Kosovo is a new nation, and from the Albania break off, and of course that is a very important point. We've lost a lot of American soldiers to make that possible. But that's a world-shaking piece of information, because it's another mindset of the fact that they don't look at that as another nation from the stand of democracy. They look at it as supported by America's mindset of what they will accept under these new world laws. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll continue with medicine and the new world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
This is Carter Midway, February 17th, 2008, and I want to have just a reminder about a lot of the aspects of the political presidential candidacies are running. You have Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and you have McCain from the Republican side. So Hillary and Obama are on the Democratic side. And I want to put this in perspective as to when the decisions were made to be in the present condition that we're in now, which is really global, a global world order in action. And to really get it straight, the conservative concept, people talk about conservatives, the person who really started the conservative movement was William F. Buckley. William F. Buckley, Jr., he was the one who had the brains and the concept to understand conservative movements. Around 1991, there was what was the fall of and really the end of the Soviet Union, and of course the phrase "the evil empire" started, and that was put. Buckley pulled that together to explain it. Boris Yeltsin was in charge of the time of the Hungarian Revolution from 1956, and he was in claiming on the suppression of the coup in Hungary at that time. So the whole process of the Cold War and the process with Russia was in full swing, and there was a book called The Fall of the Berlin Wall, and these were expressions which were the beginning of the big policies that we see in place today. The person who was really responsible for the Berlin Wall to change was Solzhenitsyn. And Solzhenitsyn, for those of you who haven't read Solzhenitsyn, you should read The Gulag, which was a publication in the whole process of the expose of the decision makers at that time, and who put forth the decisions that we have today. That put on, we had a fall of one regime that was undermining the communist regimes. This was the Ronald Reagan's document called NSDD-75. And this whole process of the Pope, of course, in the Vatican, he wanted to undermine the communist regime at that time, and it was successful based upon the push by Solzhenitsyn. But the conservative movement was full force with William F. Buckley, and there was a person who was on the outskirts of this, where the was Steve Forbes and George W. Bush and John McCain. And to understand the kind of dimension that we're into, where people are backing John McCain at this time, you have to look at the history. Even though his background is a war hero and an individualist from Arizona, and his model was Barry Goldwater, who was a real giant in terms of exposing the Vietnam War in a different way. When the decision was made on Agent Orange, I can remember those days, and he had this assistant called John McCain who fought in other ways on some of these decisions, and that would take a very long show to explain that. But the whole thing is, you can see why John McCain has this gritting of the teeth to fight through on this. I'm not saying I'm supporting him. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the people and the mindset, what goes in the mind to have bureaucratic people make decisions today about how we eat, what we do, what our medicine is, what our law is. It all started from these days of the fact that, to give you just a review, John McCain ran in New Hampshire on his first attempt to run for president. And he was compared out to another maverick Democrat, Eugene McCarthy. And these, no matter how the whole thing came out, the thoughts and policies that were put forth at that time by the decision makers in the government, backed up on a conservative movement that went against John McCain, and they shunned John McCain because of the way he was siding in with Barry Goldwater. So when the first presidential campaign went into it, was in South Carolina, which is what happened a few weeks ago as a repeat of history, George Bush beat John McCain, and then he went on to go forth on the Republican race, Now, the only thing about that was that there were only registered Republicans who could vote. And so when they shunned John McCain, it was like what we call, when we were briefed out as POWs, we were always told not to have the POW syndrome. And the POW syndrome is to hate anybody that messed you over, and because that would just destroy you mentally. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that Pat Buchanan, if you've heard of him, coined a phrase, "We are the World Convention." And it was at that time that the thinkings of the changes of Barry Goldwater and the Democratic system who accepted the McCain, what I call the POW mentality. And that's when the restructured version of the Ross Perot Reform Party came in. And then, of course, Donald Trump and John Anderson got involved in some of the decision-making. Do you want to run for president at that time? So what you have here is a mix of what has been described by Fred Barnes, who writes for the Weekly Standard. He calls it a nonsensical neologism to describe the Bush philosophy at the end of the conservative movement. So the conservative movement was based upon a very accentuation of global decision with mainland China and the process of our own economy and the United States, which I'll discuss in a few minutes, and the whole concept of how we were to outsource and develop into the spy system to give China the kinds of medical and war advances that would be necessary to satisfy the New World Order. So it was in 1950, there was the North Korean attack across the 38th parallel. Today, we have the end result of the Koreans developing a prosperity gap in the Panmunjom summit, which happened in the year. It happened in October of last year, and now is coming to fruition now. So all of this is coming as a one-size-fits-all situation. And the determination of the economy of North and South Korea to be bound in a way that makes some sense, because the key at that time was never resolved. The 38th parallel remains. There's still American troops there. But the decision-making change between China and Korea and the present concepts that are here are emerging with the development of the new laws that are religious-oriented around the world that affect health care and the concept of how one survives within the new world order. And so you can follow the thinking of this whole process in terms of the present decision makings that are being made. For instance, the decision to have a world movement to have single women choose to freeze their eggs under the whole concept of oocyte crypto preservation. The whole concept is to say, well, women, if you remember coming in out of the age, you used to see phrases, you know, well, I can have it all. Well, having it all was a global concept of the global domination propaganda. And that, under this system, it was the idea, well, you can forego pregnancy and you can work in a career system and do the rest of anything. Actually, it was a population control move. Now, of course, it's in vogue and connected with the other dot of the Archbishop's statement in Britain, which was made 2 weeks ago, concerning the different types of religious beliefs, which are going to be much different than the ones that we're used to. So what's happening here is that the fertility clinics are creating a marketing system with government money, actually, around the world to have women freeze their eggs on the idea that, well, as they're going through their ovulation time now, they can take drugs to increase in vitro fertilization, and the procedure can have two distinct points of development and freezing. So, in order to increase the success rate, they want younger women to change their eggs and to go into the pool of eggs that they're saying, well, women can come back after they have their career and then get their eggs. As soon as, of course, they're called, well, let's put it this way. It's under the idea of what's happening in Europe where they call them maybe babies. And these maybe babies are the eggs that are being frozen. And of course, they sell women on the idea in women's magazines about marrying and having babies as in the traditional way. But the freezing of the eggs are maximizing, actually, these opportunities that women want. Well, I have nothing against women, so forth. That's all been a whole process of the glass ceiling and the whole process, which is kind of mental set of the fact of women voting for a woman candidate that wants to run for president. It's not a problem to vote for somebody that's a woman that wants to run for president. That is why everyone wants to make you feel guilty if you say that you don't think that's a good idea. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it clearly. This is a process that's gone from 1950 to come to the present situation to control the reproductive capacities of females, to develop new religious beliefs, to change boundaries, which is going to be happening with countries at the end of this month, in just a few days, when the New Orleans meeting occurs after George Bush comes back from Kenya giving $15 billion to the AIDS cause on the ideas of handling the AIDS. Of course, the AIDS there have a different virus structure. And then after coming back from Kenya to go to New Orleans, and that's when the Canadian leader, Mexican leader, and American leader get together and sign the North American Continent Treaty. That is their intention. All of these discussions of the terms of who has the fertilization rights to the eggs, who has control of the human organs on autopsy, who has control under the New World Order, under the actual treaty, as to who is going to control this from the United Nations, gets discussed and signed. It's something to think about, and I realize that it's a lot to put into 1 hour, but we're just getting started. If we don't get cut off the satellite again, we'll have another hour of the best expose you ever heard.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, February 17, 2008. We only have a few minutes on this first hour. I want to get John from Tennessee. John, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Parker. How are you?
I'm pretty good, John. Thanks for calling Parker Pathways.
Well, thank you again for your program and the topics that you discuss.
How are we doing today, John? How are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well.
No, I mean, how are we doing on Parker Pathways today?
Well, you're doing great. That's what I mean. You touch subjects that other people either aren't aware of or will not approach.
Yeah, you know, we got cut off, John. You remember that? We got cut off a few minutes ago by the satellite.
Well, you know, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. What's got on your mind, John?
Well, I've actually got a couple different topics, and I thought you might be the man to ask. First of all, there was an asteroid back at the end of January that was on a collision course. They thought it might hit Mars.
Yes.
I just wondered if you knew whether or not it did.
Yeah, I'll answer that in a minute. We only got about 3 or 4 minutes. What's the second question?
And then the second topic was a few months ago, I talked to you about a website called worldparliamentgov.net. I went back to that website, Dr. Parker, and it's gone.
Of course it is.
But if you will punch in worldparliament.gov, it will redirect you to a new site that's up and running called eParliament.gov. I believe, and you mentioned something that later on this month things are going to accelerate, so it seems to me like things are being pushed ahead like the beginning of an end game. They're in a hurry to get things
that's right
set up.
That's exactly right. They have to make this go because the Iranians are pulling the money game on the nuclear purchase of nuclear material. And they have to have the special radioactive water, and so that's being tied in with the concept of the process by which the next world war is being set up at the moment, based upon food and water. The isolation, remember 4 shows ago I talked about the movement of 4 million people at a time around the world in order to have this is why Sholin Zenson, in his treatise called Gulag, which I mentioned earlier in this show, the whole process of the New World Order was based upon the concept of the Soviet model, and this is where this is heading. And they want to change the way the parliaments actually and the Congress is going to be implementing and changing in this country. And this is why you have to carefully watch these presidential candidates and listen to those little words like, we want to share the profits. That's what one of the candidates is saying. We want to take, you know, or we want to, you have a Republican candidate who says, well, my friend, this is the way it's going to be. And the reason that he can get away with saying that is the fact that he has the world government money behind him, not some little donation from, you know, from the New Orleans meeting that's coming up in a few days. No. As far as the asteroid's concerned, John, there was an attempt to try to change the course of direction of that asteroid.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Do you realize that what they're finding on the other side of the moon and the other side of Mars, there's something I wanted to cover on this show, and I don't even know if I'll have time for it. And in terms of real sightings of outer space vehicles.
Well, if you would hold me over, I'd like to just take another minute or two.
Okay, we'll try to keep you on, John.